This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You mentioned the Lions. I think they might be the only must-watch team in the NFL right now.
What about Washington? Just because it's a rookie?
Maybe a little bit, but I think the truly only must-watch team right now is the Lions, considering their history, and it's in a year where I could put Washington in there if I really want to.
Can I throw a team you don't want to hear?
The Steelers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
They seem to have opened up their offense.
I hate watching the Steelers because they are fundamentally sound, and I know they're going to win a lot of these games, and it bothers me because we're at the bottom of it. They're not must-watch to me. They are a Clockwork Orange must-watch to me, where because they're in my division and because I hate them, I have to watch them.
Ken Carman and Anthony Lima in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't really know the context of their conversation, but I'm going to frame it like this. This is my understanding. Which teams would we rather watch than our own? You know, the Browns suck. And you got a tackle. Did you see this? Jedrick Wills saying he's making business decisions.
Yes.
You trade Cooper. You're subtracting from the team. The players are probably thinking, what the hell are we even doing this for? And in one instance, like I just mentioned, a guy who doesn't want to suit up for the club right now. And they're discussing, which teams would you rather watch? And God just injected right into my veins. Mm. Because I find there are no fan bases that talk more junk than the Browns. All offseason. We've got Deshaun Watson. You've got Russell Wilson. Our guy's better. We're going to win the division. We can win the Super Bowl. And you, Pittsburgh, you're stuck in quarterback purgatory, moving on from your first-round draft pick, and you move on from the guy who was 3-0 at the end of last season. You guys are stuck in the mud. Well, 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 how the turntables, Doran. And I think they hit on something that I want to discuss. The Steelers are a watchable football team. You haven't been able to say that in a long time. Jeff Hathorn joining us at 9:35, by the way. He has moved on Thursday, so he'll be with us 9:35. They're watchable, and they are watchable because of two men. Really three. Perhaps four. But let's crystallize it down. Mike Tomlin made the decision to play Russell Wilson, but Russ and Arthur Smith have made the Steelers, dare I say, Doran, great again. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are at 7-2. They're scoring 30 points a game under Russ. And we've been waiting for so long for an aesthetically pleasing team to watch. Well said by me. It's been tough. They've won games. They were 9-8 2 years ago. They were 10-7, made the playoffs last year. But this team that we have to watch because it's cultural, that we are invested in, was a hard watch, and now it's not. And the thing that they're doing, which is making them beautiful, is also the thing you have to do to win football games today, and it's awesome.
And that's what you get whenever you have a veteran quarterback and you have a former head coach that was an offense coordinator that is now your offensive coordinator now that can just see things through a different lens. And you put pair those two together, and you could play winning football because they've seen so much football. They've dealt with the adversity that comes within a game or in a drive or in a series or in a two-minute drill or in a four-minute drill or in the red zone or in the middle. Like, they've done it. And I think the I think the best thing that's probably happening right now, clearly we aren't down there. We don't know the intricacies of every day at the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I'm willing to put money on that Mike Tomlin has delegated again. And we talked about this a couple of days ago, about even when the Todd Haley era in delegating with Dick LeBeau and not really putting his hands on each side of the ball as much. I think he's honestly delegated to Terrell Austin as well. I think he's letting his coordinators do their thing, and he trusts their coordinators to do their things. And the coordinators, and especially Arthur Smith, is trusting Russell Wilson to do his thing. And that all wasn't happening in the last 2 years.
No, not that whole thing
right there. Mike Tomlin trusting the coordinator for the coordinator to trust the quarterback. Mike Tomlin wasn't trusting the coordinator, wasn't trusting the quarterback as well, especially on offense. That hasn't happened in a long time. And I think that that's, and he recognizes that's how he best operates a football team whenever he can trust the two people running the offense.
Yeah, because you can let, if your theory is correct, and I'm buying in, you can let your DC be the DC when you know you don't have to be fine and perfect because you've got a quarterback that can bail you out.
Yep.
And so you said in the last segment, you listed your top five quarterbacks in the league right now, and I would like to double underline and bold right now. You got Mahomes, you got Jackson, you got Allen, you got Burrow, and then you got Russell Wilson. And here's a tweet. I like this from Dan. This is absolutely wrong, but I can't name someone else.
Exactly.
You can name Jalen Hurts, as Bostic was arguing as he's walking out the door, and we're trying to say, get the hell out of here. Your time is over. Just walk away. And Jalen Hurts had a quarterback rating of 115 in his last game and 132 in the game before that, 132 in the game before that, 119 before that, and 126. Okay, fair point, fine. But I think it's a viable discussion. The way he's played in these last three games and the way the offense has played in these last three games, he's doing it as good as just about anybody in the National Football League. It's a three-game sample. I get it, but he looks like he's turning back the clock. I saw a graphic the other day, what the Ravens have done offensively their last three games. I think they're averaging 31.5 points, 32 points, something like that. Rounding's never been a strong suit, nor has math. But then you look at the Steelers, bang, 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
So for as good as this Ravens offense has been all season, and it's been called historical, and here you have the Steelers averaging 30 a game with Russ, how can he not be right now, three-game sample, considered one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL?
But no, I mean, seriously.
And he's done it multiple ways, right? Your eyes do tell you. First game against the Jets, slow start, that's fair. That's fine. That was going to happen. He hadn't played in a long time. Then he starts dicing him up, throwing it all over the place, spreading it around. Then against the Giants, I thought right from the jump he was elite, and you have two touchdowns called back and one where a receiver runs the wrong route. They'd be averaging more points per game. And then in this one, it's like vintage Ben, it's vintage Russ. Okay, not a great game. Some inaccuracy, couple sacks, and then when it's nut cutting time and it's put up or shut up time, when it's third down and nine, he makes a throw Ben makes. He is one of the best 10 for sure quarterbacks in the league right now as we sit today.
Okay, but you said, so you say Jalen Hurts, and let's go back, and this is where I say right now Russell Wilson is better than Jalen Hurts is in that five spot. You go the last three games that you said with Jalen Hurts quarterback rating. The last three games he played the Giants, he played the Bengals, awful defense.
Bad defense.
And he played the Jaguars. Now Russell Wilson played the Jets, the Giants, and they just played a really good football team and a pretty good defense. That's where I give the edge to Russell Wilson, even though that it didn't look great, he made the plays whenever they needed to be made. And so we'll see tonight. You know, tonight might change things with the Eagles taking on the Commanders. We'll see how Jalen Hurts looks against the Commanders, and then maybe, you know, next week, and obviously after the Steelers play the Ravens, and we'll see how it all goes. But right now, as we sit here, I got to have Russell Wilson in the five spot, mostly because of how they won the game on Sunday, last Sunday.
Well, he outdueled the hot young thing. People would be having this conversation about Jaden Daniels, maybe they still can be, prior to the game. Like, is Jaden Daniels right now a top five quarterback
right there
in the NFL?
He's right there.
He is right there, and Russell Wilson played better than him. I thought Jaden Daniels left some stuff on the table. Now, there was a drop in the end zone, which hurt him. He had a couple of wide open guys he totally overthrew. Russell Wilson threw three touchdowns. And yeah, Russ threw a pick, but again, when it mattered, he brought them from behind.
I'm sorry. They played the Cowboys the last game, so there you go. It wasn't the last three games weren't the Jaguars, the Bengals, the Giants. That's the last four games, so they played the Cowboys.
Not one of those defenses
right.
is good. And there is the overlap with the Giants, but you know, Jalen Hurts threw for 114 yards and one touchdown in that game against the Giants.
Right.
And Russ, I thought, played really well against the Giants, and through no fault of his own, he had a couple of touchdowns that wound up not counting. One because two of the same foot doesn't count as two different feet.
Yes.
And then the face mask penalty on Broderick Jones, and then he would have had one where Van Jefferson, the veteran wide receiver, didn't do the veteran wide receiver thing. I think, okay, we can continue to parse. Is he five? Is he eight? Is he six? Is he four?
He's right there. He's basically the discussion.
He's right there. And I thought he'd be good. You thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be right there. I didn't think he would ever enter this conversation this year. And so it then begs another question, and it's the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, which is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Would you pay him now? Let's take a few calls on that. We got Jeff Hathorn coming up at the bottom of the hour. 412-928-9370 is the number. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I love it. It's spicy, man. Ravens week.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn joining us in about 12 minutes. Social media's biggest loser might be Deshaun Elliott. So
yeah.
he deletes all his old Instagram posts, some of which were very offensive to some. And then goes on a podcast yesterday, Doran. Did you see what he did?
Nope.
Okay, so we'll just do it now. Media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I'll say on the front end of this, I like the cut of this guy's jib. I do. He talks his talk, and he goes out there, and he's a baller, man. Such an underrated signing at the time, Deshaun Elliott. He has been wonderful for them this year, and it allows them to have Minkah Fitzpatrick playing center field. So Deshaun Elliott was a Dolphin last year. He called them soft as F. Said that team's going to have a hard time winning games. They're soft as F. And then started taking shots at the Ravens defense to Marcus Williams, saying, the hell y'all guys got going on over there defensively.
Yeah, he's definitely walking on that bus.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's the Joey Porter going up on that bus and talking that talk.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on with this Ravens defense. I mean, seriously, they got good players.
You know what's going on.
Tell me.
Think about it.
No Patrick Queen?
Nope. That's not it.
DC leaving?
Correct.
They ran an intricate scheme last year, one that was the envy of many in the league, and you could have made a really solid argument at the end of the year that that was the best defense in the NFL. And now they can't get pressure. They have no Matthew Judon. I mean, they've lost guys too, there's no doubt. The only way they're creating pressure this year is when they're bringing the blitz, and so they'll do that on Sunday. What I've seen, I'm not going to pretend like I've watched the All-22, or I would always know what I'm looking at whenever I do watch the All-22. But what happens is they got dudes running wide open a lot.
They do, yeah. They turn the guys free all the time.
Oh, my God. Just bust after bust. The stuff we saw in the Indy game for the Steelers and in the Dallas game for the Steelers that they have subsequently cleaned up, the Ravens are not doing. Like, they got good players, and they'll defend you hard, but when they suck, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ is going to be able to identify that, and it's why I don't mind the Justin Fields idea. So you've got a defense that has had breakdowns as is, and you throw Justin Fields out there, and you're thinking, oh, they're going to run the ball, or what do they got up their sleeves? You make them think a little bit more, and he can still throw the ball. I'm not taking Russ off the field a lot in this game, but 4 or 5 snaps, have him thinking, trick him up a little bit on a defense that already has communication problems in the back end. Yes, please.
That and the no huddle. And to catch him off guard, get him thinking, get him tired and thinking and not being in the right spots and trying to end up in the right spots, and then you just catch him. And Russ can operate very, very well underneath those circumstances and get everybody on the same page. In order to run a no huddle or run a 2-minute type offense, everybody has to be on the same page. It's not just a quarterback. You have to understand defenses, where they're going to roll, where they're going to be, and make sure that you don't turn, run the right route so, you know, you don't create a turnover. So, Russ is the perfect guy to run that type of offense and getting everybody lined up. I mean, look what he did with Mike Williams. He's like, here, you don't know the play. Here, line up right here and just run the go route, and I'm going to throw it to you. Like, that's what, you know, no huddle is at times. You're looking around. You're identifying the defense. They're trying to figure it out, and then you're like, hey, George, here, throw them a signal, and then go. And then you catch them. I mean, that's another element that the Steelers could add to this game on Sunday whenever Mike Tomlin talks about zigging and zagging. That could be something that's up their sleeve.
Absolutely love it. Let's say you win the toss. Take the ball and then hurry up your way down the field.
Yep.
Punch him in the mouth. Take an early lead. I've already said I think Lamar's going to slice and dice the Steelers. I think great players don't get held down the way he's been held down against Pittsburgh. I thought last year he played much better, but his teammates didn't help him out. I think Baltimore's going to score a lot, but I think the Steelers are going to score a lot too. I think it's a totally different Baltimore team. We've had texters today. This is not going to be a high-scoring game. It's never a high-scoring game. We've never seen the Ravens built this way before. The Ravens are always good on defense. The Steelers are always good on defense. Baltimore is terrible defensively. Now, they can get you like a snowball rolling downhill. Just ask Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. They kick the snot out of them. You know, Baltimore's still a dangerous team. And if they get up early and then they're blitzing and you're one-dimensional, that's how that kind of thing happens. Like, I'm not saying take the Ravens lightly. I am kind of saying take the Ravens' defense lightly. Let's ask Jeff the Russ Wilson paying him question, because I meant to bring it up there, but I got sidetracked by Deshaun Elliott. Because apparently he also said he called Josh Allen a turnover magnet. He's just
firing. Boom,
firing. I hate it when you're like 9-8. Or you're like last year's Steelers, and you're a playoff team or a playoff adjacent team, but you're not very good, and you talk. Those Steelers, when they were good, Joey Porter Sr. was gonna tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hines Ward was gonna tell you about it. They've always had guys. They're 7-2. Now just walk up in there and beat them.
Yeah,
you beat them, and you're sitting there at 8-2, and you are the presumed king of the North. I like it when you chirp a little bit. Makes it fun.
Back it up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jeff Hathorn going to join us next. Get some injury report questions out there, some answers from Jeff, how they're going to use a couple of guys, and then wonder how he feels about the Steelers and paying Russell Wilson. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I love AI, Doran. I do. Sometimes I get fooled by it, like where I thought that Mike Tyson was going to or had been smooching on this Paul character.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it tricks me up. but I have the quarterback stats for the last three games. Because you said that right now you'd put Russ Wilson in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not top five, he's right there.
Right.
He's right there. I have to pay some money to unlock more of the statistics here. I can't go by quarterback rating, but just eyeballing it, yeah, I think you have grounds for the argument.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jeff Hathorn joins us right now, our sports director, right here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Tremendous. All right, Jeff. Steelers, Ravens, no love lost, and it seems like Patrick Queen has not gotten over not getting paid by those Baltimore Ravens. I'm sure he's happy to be where he is, and in fact, he said so much yesterday, but what are you expecting out of him in particular on Sunday?
Yeah, emotion. I'm expecting a lot of emotion out of him. And you know what? Good for him for allowing the fans to hear what happened and hear why he's fired up about this matchup and you know how he wasn't offered a contract. They wanted to go elsewhere with their salary cap money, and he's sitting there like, man, I played through injuries. I did everything you asked for 4 years, and then you dumped me? Like, it took him a long time to get over that. You know emotions are going to be running high. And beyond that, he's just playing better football for the Steelers right now.
Jeff, Mike Tomlin in his press conference on Tuesday, he said there's going to be a lot of zigging and zagging on both sides. Whenever he said that, what did you take from that? What did you think he is talking about whenever he says that?
That it's going to be exactly the way it's been for the last eight games, and that he just wants to throw that out there to get them to think that they're going to run a bunch of whole exotic stuff. It's like you would think with Russ now, maybe you're going to open it up a little bit more. But if you've won seven of the last eight by kind of dragging it in the mud, as a coach, are you going to change that? Are you going to alter that unless you're forced to? I mean, we've already seen Tomlin with the fake punt do some things that, you know, maybe he hasn't done in the past. And they do have a quarterback unlike they've had since 2020 when Ben was playing well. So maybe that's it. But I don't anticipate maybe there's a trick play here. But how much more? I mean, there's so much on tape. I don't know how much more that they could throw or if they're really going to change up because of the success they've had, what they do against Baltimore.
Mike Tomlin says not a lot of tape out there on Deontay Johnson. I took that to be A, accurate, but B, also a not-so-subtle shot. We've long hypothesized that Deontay getting traded to Carolina was a big Mike Tomlin thing because he probably didn't think that guy can exist within the locker room. He's not a winning kind of player. How do his former teammates feel about him, though? Obviously, Minka not a fan.
Yeah, obviously Minka not a fan. I think they just kind of dismiss it. Like, it's like, all right, if we have him as a teammate, great. If we don't, not that big of a deal. It's not that he was hated in there. It's just that I think it got to the point, and you saw it with Tomlin in the move, where it's like, man, this isn't worth it. Like, this drama isn't worth it. We can find somebody that can do the things that he is doing. And that's a little shot, and I think it's been speculated, and I think wisely so. Almost everything Tomlin says has a dual purpose. So if now Baltimore and Deontay's all fired up, and they want to take balls away from Flowers or Andrews and put them to Deontay Johnson, I think the Steelers would welcome that.
Jeff, who honestly worries you more, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson? Because, I mean, Derrick Henry is, what, probably the best running back in the league right now, and Lamar Jackson's at least number two at quarterback in the league right now. Who honestly worries you more of taking over a game and ending a game against the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, that's 1 and 1A. Lamar, because he touches it every play. But I do fear Derrick Henry, not just being able to use his physicality, but all of a sudden you're watching the back of 22 and you got fast guys chasing this behemoth of a man down the field and they can't catch him. I mean, that's what separates Henry. We've seen other big backs that have had success, but not with that kind of speed. The fact that those two are together is just frightening for the league. And man, Lamar, I mean, the numbers are insane. 24 touchdowns, two picks, and he's 21st in the league in rushing. I mean, what he is doing this year, is really spectacular. The fact that they've lost three games just kind of boggles your mind when you look at the stats they're putting up offensively.
Offensively, they've been unbelievable. And you talk about that running game. Nick Herbig practiced yesterday, so it's looking like he's going to play. Do you think, though, because of the physicality of the Ravens, needing to set the edge, stop the run, that maybe Preston Smith gets a little bit more burn, even than Nick Herbig on Sunday?
I think it's going to be similar, maybe because it's Herbig's first game back, and I do anticipate him playing, that they monitor his snaps a little bit more. But, man, what a huge move. I mean, look at a week ago. Highsmith's back. You're probably thinking, okay, that's a luxury. It was no luxury. I mean, what a smart move to bring in a guy like Preston Smith for this very reason. And he's gonna play a huge role. And that's where you like a Jeremiah Moon. Guy can play some special teams. Maybe he comes in a couple of snaps, but you don't want him in 2025.
Jeff, do you anticipate Dante Jackson playing? Calvin Austin, not sure if he practiced yesterday or not. Do you anticipate him playing? And Najee being at full speed whenever Sunday comes around?
Well, let's start with Najee. He's missed most of the Wednesday practices this year just to kind of physically recoup. So I'm not going to read too much into him missing yesterday. So let's see what he's able to do today. And really, I mean, he could be limited the next couple of days or not practice today and be limited tomorrow and be able to go because obviously he knows the system. Dante, I feel good about. I think he's going to be able to play. And I think Calvin is going to be able to play as well. I mean, it's pretty good injury news. Even like a guy like Mykole Pruitt, missing a day with the knee injury. I think that's just rest. So knock on wood, they're in a pretty good spot with the exception of Highsmith.
Not knowing where things go the rest of the year here, Jeff, I mean, you have any qualms if it comes to this, paying a 35-year-old quarterback $40 million, $45 million this offseason?
If he wins you a playoff game this year, and maybe the loss, if they were losing the playoffs, that loss was very competitive, and it was – I mean, what we're seeing now is because of Russ. I mean, you can point to other people, but quarterback play is what's different with this team right now. And, yeah, I don't have a problem with that because they've got a defense that's getting older, that's ready to win right now. You're going to have to pay some quarterback. Why go cheap? If he shows that he works in that system and still has game, I don't have a problem with that.
Jeff, awesome stuff as always. We will talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you for jumping on.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. All right, AI has served me well now, Doran.
Okay.
Number one quarterback rating in the last three games, Jalen Hurts. Number two, Kirk Cousins. Number three, Justin Herbert. Number four, the little dude running around, Kyler Murray. Number five, weirdly, is Bo Nix. Number six, Tua Tagovailoa. And number seven would be Russell Wilson. So, Russell Wilson, if we're talking right now, and that was the conversation, top five quarterback in the league right now, he's been playing like that guy the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, it's all the time he's played, but you have to compare what guys have been doing since he's been playing football for the Steelers. He's also second in touchdown passes over that time behind Kirk Cousins. So, there you go. Some people are saying on Twitter that we're homers, but we're not talking about who's been the best quarterback in the league this season.
No, say in the last 3 weeks. And if we're homers, then give us your top five. Tell us why.
People do love to do that. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're a homer.
That's wrong, but wait a second.
Right. Good. Think about it. And read the actual tweet. Don't just create your own narrative of what you think the tweet might be.
Right. That's why I put in all caps right now. We discussed it beforehand. Let's make sure. I don't think it's a hot take at all.
No.
I mean, I don't know that I'd have them five, but again, you're parsing. And Jeff just said it there. They are where they are right now because of Russell Wilson. And here's the other thing that needs to be factored in. Look, this is an offense that is on the cusp of being top 10 in points per game. But I don't think anybody's going to confuse the Steelers line, Steelers weapons with Philadelphia's. I don't think you're going to confuse it with some of the weapons that these other guys have. You know, the one exception is Herbert, who they've got a great running game and a good foundation, but he's throwing to not...
Nope, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to really despair. Not great players. Mm-hmm. Not great players. So with what Russ has to work with, and he's done over the last three games, I mean, Justin Fields was doing okay, but just compare those two. Been night and day different. All right, coming up next, Pirates make a hire, Penguins lose another game, and Penn State, I think, is doing something they have to do, but it's also very funny. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pirates just made another hire. Since I said that we were going to talk about the last hire they made.
Well,
they hired Matt Hegg to be their hitting coach, took him from the Blue Jays. So familiar with IKF. Yay. Former Bucko, the hit collector, they used to call him. Matt Hegg. I do think a lot of next year's team, unfortunately, is going to have to be improvement from within. That's just the way they seem to do things.
Correct.
So they need to nail the hitting coach. And he'll, you would think, do a better job than the last guy, but that's never a guarantee. Pirates have also, and this just came down from Noah Hiles, hired Brent Strome as assistant pitching coach. Diamondbacks pitching coach the last 3 years. Last 2 years, they were 20th and 27th in the league in ERA.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think the pitching will be fine. I think they'll be fine there. Got to find a hitter or two. Meanwhile, the Penguins lose last night and were thoroughly outplayed in the first period after being terribly embarrassed the night before, 2 nights before. So you're 48 hours removed from the biggest butt whooping you've ever taken in a first period in franchise's history, and you're getting outshot in a game where they honored Evgeny Malkin beforehand. I'm asking everyone to waive their no movement clauses, Doran.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what they say. Like, hey, Chris Letang, no disrespect, would you consider waiving your no movement clause? Rust, Raquel, Carlson, Malkin, all of them. I'd even ask 87. I'd ask them. No harm in asking, and then that way you know. Maybe Chris Letang doesn't want to sit through this. They suck.
They're terrible.
And you're here, you want to be here for the next 3 years? I mean, I'd ask all those guys.
Ready That's for, a shame.
It's a big shame.
It really is. I just feel like, the season's already over, clearly.
Well, they have such a huge opportunity here. Their next three games now, and then if you added the one from last night, four games against some of the worst teams in the NHL, could you find a way to get 8 points? Could you find a way to get 6 points? You get one last night losing in overtime. I mean, you lose to these guys. I think the conversation will definitely be had.
Yep.
And Taylor Haas reported from DK Pittsburgh Sports that the word around the league is everyone can be had but 87.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that means they asked them already to waive the no-move clauses, but if they haven't, then Dubas probably should. All right, you ready for the Penn State thing?
Yes.
So they have to do this. I get that element of it. They have put playoff tickets on sale. Penn State has. Still got, what, 3 games left in the season? Just be careful there. Just be careful. Yep.
I mean, what are they, Purdue?
That's why you can do it.
Maryland, maybe?
Yeah.
And then
someone else bad.
Right. They're going to win those games.
Purdue used to be squirrely, and they're not.
No, they're terrible.
They are awful. They're at Purdue, at Minnesota. The Boat Rowers, they could be a little pesky.
They are pesky.
Uh-huh.
They are pesky.
And then you got Maryland. And Maryland's talented. Maryland's recruited well. They've got talent, but they're not very good.
No.
If they were playing a big dog this week and you put the playoff tickets on sale, oh, God, that is like perfect.
You're asking for
it. Oh, it's such bulletin board material in college. Guys, they're already planning to go to the playoff, and us, the Boilermakers, are standing in their way. But they can't do junk. That's a bad, bad football team. All right, tomorrow we're going. We always love Friday shows. I've been this excited for a Friday show in a long time.
Me too.
You've got Steelers, Ravens, and we're going to break that bad boy down for 4 hours and 20 minutes. And Doran, we'll do it tomorrow at 5:40.
Yep.
Callis, excellent job today. I hope that Desiree from 6 a.m. way back when this morning, I hope you guys get in touch. You have a nice text back and forth, and you go on a date this weekend or something like that.
Perhaps.
You going to text her tonight?
Sure.
Awesome. Starkey's up next. Talk to Ian's tomorrow at 5:40. Right now, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Crappy out today, high 49. It's raining.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.